Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story overtold?
Fuck no, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
All right,
lighting's right.
Lighting is right.
Good. How do I sound? I sound crispy.
Crisp.
You throw these headphones on.
Yeah, yeah. What don't you want to sound? You don't want to sound tinny.
Tinny?
Tinny is what, like, very, like, cheap speakers. It sounds tinny.
Okay. Yeah, no.
That's what you don't want to sound like.
No.
Crispy is what you do want to sound. You want to look.
I don't want to sound seedy.
What do you mean seedy?
Like a dive bar. I don't want to sound like a dive bar looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I've been so hyper conscious about headphones because 80% of kids. Everyone,
80% of the world uses headphones, about 20 drinks coffee.
The coffee business could buy the headphone business 90 times over. It is 90 times
business?
The coffee. Yes.
So you're saying, Apple, the largest corporation in the world.
The coffee business
in the universe.
Apple is far more than just headphones. No, but there's like, apparently there's like.
Bose?
800 million kids aged like 17 to 30. That's not kids at all, actually. Are experiencing hearing loss because they're like the first people that have always had earbuds in. Kind of
scary.
Yeah,
I'm worried about the future of our generation from the headphone. Yeah. Everyone uses headphones, everyone. And I get the iPhone warning all the time.
Really? That it's too loud?
I get it every time I listen.
Tinnitus scares me because I think I have it a little bit. When it's perfectly quiet, you hear a...
Yeah, I don't have that.
You don't have it? You go to a lot of shows.
Struggle with hearing. Oh,
well, yeah, but I think that's because your ears are caving in on themselves.
Yeah.
like a dying star.
It's a Canada goose and not Iran.
What is?
Cauliflower ear.
That's what you said. Yeah.
I was proud of that.
That was a really good joke. How was that not? That was a joke.
Yep.
We are Rudy-less today. We are Owen-less. We're Tyler-less, so we have a one camera setup. We have Mook in the booth.
And not many people can rock the pale yellow,
especially somebody with your
complexion.
I was gonna say, am I rocking?
No,
this right now?
No. Okay. But I
was gonna say you don't have a camera on you. That's probably for the best. That is tough. Whenever I wear pale yellow, if your teeth aren't fake white, it looks like your teeth are just yellow as fuck when you wear yellow.
Oh, I haven't noticed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's me. I'm not. It's me.
No, I haven't. Like, Yeah.
I wear this on stage.
You wear that on stage?
Yeah. I look like a peep, right? Like that's kind of like a joke that I fall back on.
Oh, that you look at your hoodie and you say,
I look like an Easter peep.
Okay.
Ja-ha-ha.
No, that's good. Do people like it?
Yeah. Not really.
Peeps are gross. I almost bought you guys peeps. I went out and got you guys Nerds Rope instead.
Good choice.
Yeah, I think that's a good eye. Good.
Yeah.
Good
thank
thing.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Where are we at?
Let's do the news. I switched them up. They're a lot shorter jokes today. I feel like sometimes the segment's too long. What episode is this?
This is episode 318. That's Northern Louisiana. I can get into it now or I can get into it later.
but you're going to get into
I'll
it.
I'll get into it.
Okay. Let's do news first. But before we get into the news, big thank.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like your rap voice.
Game time. Here's the same rhyme.
Yeah, it's good. That's good, man. So I have these jokes. I've realized when I'm writing the news, I think you did this to me. When I started doing the news, I did less wordplay jokes, and now it's the only type of joke I know how to write. And
it's a bad hole that I fell into.
I had to Google.
There's other types of jokes.
And I've realized like we've dug ourselves in this hole where we only do wordplay jokes.
Wordplay jokes is just academia.
Not even that. It's Googling homonyms.
Yeah. And rhymes.
I got to the point where like today the world population got to 8 billion. And I was like, I misread that. And it said 8 bouillon. Their breath must smell like broth.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So these first three are the traditional wordplay style jokes. And then the next three are me trying to get back to other styles of jokes. And it's way harder than I had to Google types of joke because I forgot. I truly, like with this and Planet Football, I forgot how to write other jokes.
It's truly, it's broken me.
I'm starting to think like when people speak to me.
I only think in like syllabical breakdowns of different words and phrases. It's disgusting.
It's horrible. I'm breaking apart multi-syllable
losing
words.
My personality. I've become soulless.
Yeah. But let's get into it. The news. Wholesale prices rose 0.2% in October, less than expected as inflation increases. Oh, also, I did not click anything in the articles. I just read headlines and I copied and pasted the headlines.
Okay.
So wholesale prices rose 0.2% in October.
I don't know. Okay.
If somebody asked me where the wholesale was, I'd point to your mom. She's selling her pussy.
Oh, fuck.
It's probably a good price.
Okay. More on that. I have actually an update on that.
Oh, yeah. Your mom and that guy?
A new guy.
Yeah.
This is insane. I'm laughing about it, but it's insane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dave Matthews Band from South Africa. What the hell did he do?
Oh, my God.
What the hell did he do? It's a whole country he can't go to. There we go. Tourists visiting India's capital have been getting attacked by a group of men with bats and other blunt objects. Going to a New Delhi and getting the club? That sounds delicious to me.
There we go.
Lunch, baby.
And now that's me getting away from wordplay jokes.
Okay.
Even though I think that the Dave Matthews Band was the best joke
that was
I've ever written.
That was the best one. Yeah, it was good.
Thanks, man. But this is me reading a headline. I went to the top of a Reddit news for a headline, Reddit World News for a headline. I went to the top of Reddit Entertainment for a headline and the top of Reddit Hip Hop Heads for a headline. And I made myself do a joke with just those three. Because usually I just scroll past a headline if there's no wordplay anymore.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like, okay, let's try to write a joke. And I don't think they're good. I think they're actually bad. Let's see, though.
Yeah.
China has Chinese-style democracy, is what Xi Jinping said to Joe Biden. That's like KB saying he has Kyle-style heterosexual sex. You're fucking a man.
Yeah.
No, this isn't gay. This is just Kyle style sex. Margot Robbie says her Pirates of the Caribbean film is no longer happening. With that off her plate, she has time to be the lead in a movie I wrote called Sex with Nick. All right.
Yeah. All right. Now we got different ventures.
Blueface arrested for attempted murder in Las Vegas. He's saying that the guilt belongs to another rapper, Red Handed.
No, that's fire.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah. So we're good. Yeah. We're good.
Okay. So I'm going to, maybe even next week, I'll go no wordplay unless I can do another Dave Matthews Band.
That was a good one.
Thanks, man.
It took me a second. I was like, oh my God.
Shouldn't have. Man, it shouldn't have. What do you got, Kyle?
Glenn Quagmire.
Wait, you should do a Family Guy style news. Is that what you're doing? You're doing real news stories. Is Family Guy's real?
I thought that'd be funny to start the first one with just Glenn Quagmire. Glenn Quagmire, born Glenn Quagglecheck, is the sex-crazed, perverted neighbor of the Griffins. Okay.
Do you not have anything?
Let's get into some housekeeping notes.
Wait, did you just want
to? Yeah, I wanted to do that. That was my joke. That was the
that's Glenn, a really good. Glenn, see, and that's not wordplay either. Glenn Quagmire, just catching everybody off guard.
Fucking Glenn Quagmire. Shit. Well, housekeeping. It's 48 degrees. It's gray, dismal. I've been in a persistent state of brain fog since Houston.
Yeah.
Haven't had a sip of alcohol. I've been doing everything right. I've been healthier than ever, drinking a gallon plus of water a day, doing cardio and weights, going to the sauna, getting 7-8 hours of sleep.
Wow. Hydration?
Yeah. It's perfectly.
Wow.
Eating healthy, persistent brain fog.
Still.
My brain, yeah, it feels like a Stephen King novella.
The fog?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking of a foggy book. It's really weighing on me because after like day five, I'm like, this is when it should be getting better, but yeah, it's not. Like writing a joke feels like assembling the Lego Bugatti.
Yeah.
Interacting with people feels like solving a Sudoku. What else do we got?
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. Just like just day to day, just basic social interactions. It's like opening an old door with new keys. So, I'm not depressed. It's hard. So
wait, what?
So that's my mental state. I stopped masturbating. I haven't masturbated since like November 1st, like All Saints Day. Yeah.
You 100% masturbated in Houston. That's the first thing you do in hotel rooms.
I don't count away games. What else do we got? Physical. I weighed in at 164 pounds. That's my personal record. That's the most I've ever weighed.
How much?
Yesterday, 164.
There's no way you're one. I'm 10 pounds more than you.
I'm 164.
I think I'm 180.
Okay. Crossword. I did the mini in 34 seconds today. Got beat by Tommy Smokes.
Okay, hold on. I haven't done it yet today. Should I do it right now?
You can do it right now. The regular crossword, I got tripped up on my neighbor blank. It was a Japanese animated
Totoro
film. It's Totoro. Wow. That's what fucked me over.
Ask Nikki for help.
Yesterday, I got tripped up on...
is this your news?
A 5-letter refrain from Old MacDonald. The answer was E-I-E-I-O.
That's so easy.
That's what fucked me up on the Tuesday
that's
crossword.
That's so easy. Wait, you got fucked up on E-I-E-I-O?
I couldn't get E-I-E-I-O.
What letters did you have?
I had the E in the both E's. I didn't get it.
You should have gotten that one.
What else? Music. My music of the week is the Andre Azizov remix of Venice by The Lighthouse and The Wailer. It's Electric by Vance with two A's and D-Rock with two E's. It's Je M'appelle with two P's, two E's, and two L's by Benz with two Z's and Flexin' by Blake. Those are my four music recommendations. All not too mainstream at all. TikTok of the week is La Pista del Infante. It's
just finished the minute 28.
That, yeah. Whew. So that beat me as well.
That one was kind of built for me.
food of the
Hit
week
out a Muppet hint.
Is
I
chocolate
love the Muppets.
Chip cookies. That's my food of the week.
Why is that your food of the week?
I had some good ones the other day. Back to the basics. Probably the one of the best desserts.
Well, we're sponsored by Crumble Cookies.
Crumble Cookie has chocolate chip, and they're the best of cookies.
They're the best of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Which
disappointment of the week was the pork belly panko apple bao and cherry hoisin duck wrap from Wagamama and Nomad. I got it for delivery yesterday. The bao bun had the consistency of old foam installation and the taste of new foam installation. So I guess it wasn't as bad as it looked. The panko apple complemented the pork belly like a third grader with the crush, and the cherry hoisin duck wrap was 85% wrap and only 15% duck. Granted, the duck was good, but it was mostly wrap. I was biting into a lot of bread. Dickhead of the week is the Pokemon Sudowoodo.
Why?
It's just a tree with a face.
But it's rock. But it's a pseudo.
It claims to not be a tree.
No, it's petrified wood.
It has a brown log-shaped body with three green spheres at the end of its fingers and a forked branch on top of its head.
It's pseudo wood.
It's a tree.
It's pseudo wood.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible wordplay. It's a stupid.
I love
Pokemon.
Sudowoodo. You have to use your watering can in Pokemon Silver and Gold to get it out of the way. Doesn't like water as a rock type.
Okay. Squirtle is squirt water.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's other pun names in Pokemon, not just Sudowoodo.
Yeah, dude, new Pokemon comes out tomorrow. Mine arrives. It comes out in 2 days. Mine arrives tomorrow, and it leaked on Steam Deck, so a lot of people have been playing. But, yeah, I'm really excited. I'll be able to recap you guys every week on what's going on.
Let me know.
I'm running with Quaxly, of course, the gay duck. I'm always the water starter. Very excited.
What a addition.
Violet. I feel like I have to.
My embarrassing moment of the week. I don't know if you can count Yak basketball as this week.
That was horrible for me.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I thought you won MVP.
Yeah, I didn't score.
Yeah. That was the
whole thing.
It was just a big joke on Nick.
It was bad. Today I said preach to the black guy working at Starbucks. And it was awful.
Wait, what was the context?
He was one of like the animated employees that will ask you open-ended questions like, how you living, man? Like, what's been up? And I guess I didn't give him a strong enough answer. So he was like, what's wrong? You got girl issues? And he started talking like, yeah, I didn't say yes. And he was like, yeah, the girls come and go. And then I said, preach. And that made me feel bad about it.
That's really tough, man.
What else do we got?
Wait, I like this. I like this. Why don't we just do this along with the news or update?
Fuck jokes. I want to be real.
I have a dickhead of the week.
Who's your dickhead of the week?
My dickhead of the week is Bo Snerdly on Twitter.
Oh, no. Snerdly? What do you expect from him?
Snerdly keeps fucking tagging me in mid-air collisions. There was one at the Dallas Air Show. Yeah,
people send them to me, too.
To pass
they're
on to
happening,
me.
Happening a lot.
A lot more than you'd think. Yeah,
since
it's like oil spills.
Since we first brought it up.
Yeah.
Whatever, like a month ago.
But Snerdly gets me in everyone.
Snerdly. Keep it coming, Snerdly. No. Maybe forge some fake.
No, that is my dickhead of the week is Bo Snerdly.
Yeah, that's fucked up. 44-year-old of the week is Diplo. Diplo is older than NBA Youngboy and NLE Choppa combined. He's older than Madison Beer and Billie Eilish combined.
Wow.
He's older than David Dobrik and Charli D'Amelio combined.
He's older than two younger people.
And he's older than Charm Norris, Steel McBroom, Posey Rain LeBrant, FGTV Sean, and Machine Gun Kelly combined.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
44-year-old. What was that Diplo tweet about? Like, it took me 35 years to realize women aren't worth it, or work is better than women.
He posts like a child.
Yeah, and he's
everywhere.
It took you 35 years to stop being horny.
He's slowly losing the battle of narcissism. He's not going to be able to maintain this lifestyle.
No,
I can't believe
he's 44.
He's everywhere. He's always posting. He's always at events. He's always being seen.
A new Twitter account I like is Celebrity Jet Tracker. Shout out Michael Greer, who retweeted it. It's awesome just seeing where the celebrities fly. Kendall Jenner takes an 11-minute flight, or Kylie Jenner takes an 11-minute flight every day from like LA to wherever she's lives. 11 minutes every day.
Where would that even take?
That's 1,500 tons of CO2 emissions.
Oh, that's bad, right? That's problematic.
That's a lot.
Yeah. My mom. Yeah, people are still texting. My mom, as recently as just an hour ago, she updated. Somebody texted. She said, I got this text today. I'm assuming it was for you. FYI, I did not respond. Thank you. The text said...
It took her everything she had not to respond.
The text said, bimbofication is a solid Reddit, obviously for me. And I went to look it up. It is.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it gets weird, but...
is it a fake tit thing?
It's like the, it's like a glow up, but like sexually explicit glow up pictures.
Oh, that's weird kind of though.
No, yeah. I don't want to see the before. Yeah. So no, sure. It's not. I'm not going to subscribe to that. What else?
This is a good news segment.
Northern Louisiana. We're talking Shreveport. We're talking Bossier City, Monroe, Alexandria, Ruston, and Natchitoches. Not Natchitoches.
Did you say Natchitoches at first?
This
You've been hyper aware of city pronunciation since the incident.
Well, this area of Louisiana, it obviously sucks. It's very bad. It's a bad place
Northern
to live.
Louisiana,
it's a bad place to go.
Poor.
They're like a cultural purgatory as well.
They don't really get rocked by hurricanes, though, do they?
No, but they're like Cajun light. They're like Diet Deep South. They're like Walmart version of Arkansas, ironically, and like off-brand Texas. So they're none of those things. And they're, Shreveport. Bad city.
Is it?
Bad city. Phenomenal Mount Rushmore of celebrities.
I am actually excited to hear this. Okay.
Phenomenal. We have an Oscar winner, a Grammy winner, a Super Bowl champion and MVP, an NBA champion and MVP, and Hurricane Chris.
Whoa, Hurricane Chris?
Yes.
It's from Shreveport?
Oscar winner.
Okay, let me guess.
He won Best Supporting Actor.
Best Supporting Actor Oscar winner. Give me a range of dates.
Early 2010s.
Interesting.
Starred alongside Matthew McConaughey in this
Leto?
Film. Jared Leto.
Wow.
From Bossier City.
Wow.
He's half Cajun.
But he moved to LA very young. I think.
Yeah, he spent some time there, though.
Of course. Yeah, born counts.
This guy... NFL player, 3 Super Bowls, 2 MVPs from Shreveport.
3 Super Bowls, 2 MVPs.
You know him.
Dig Mook will know him.
Drew Brees. He has a famous play.
Nick Foles? That's one Super Bowl. And he has a famous play?
Famous play. Not like a Broadway, but like a football play.
Franco Harris.
No.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw is from Shreveport. The next one, 11-time NBA champion, 5-time NBA MVP.
Bill Russell?
Bill Russell from Monroe.
I knew that because when he died,
Mintz is from Monroe.
Mintz is from Monroe.
Yeah.
It's like the most dangerous city in America. And Mincy's from there? How did he not get murdered?
They said there's a 1 in 15 chance. A 1 in 15 chance that you will be a victim of violent crime if you live in Shreveport. That is... disgustingly
high. And Mincy is from there.
Yes.
Mincy walking through Shreveport looks like a Twitch streamer playing Kirby's Dreamland. Everything's attacking him and just doesn't notice, just sucking things up.
Yeah, he must have committed the crimes.
He had to have been.
He had to have.
Mincy has had to have been mugged, right?
If he was... he probably didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pickpocketed. The artful dodger. I can see him also being a pickpocket on accident.
An accidental pickpocket. Yeah, mm-hmm. He just was too close to the guy and reached into his pocket. That was a really good sound of a man sliding into another man's pocket.
Next one, probably one of the most famous, probably the most famous lawyer of all time.
Kardashian?
Yeah. More famous. Maybe. One of the most famous quotes of all time.
Oh, if the glove doesn't fit, you must quit.
Johnny Cochran. Yep. The next one, Grammy winner, Country Music Hall of Fame.
Is this an educational podcast?
Yeah,
now?
Today. No jokes. It's Ernest. And Hank Williams Jr. So a good crop of celebrities, but... And then who's up next in Shreveport? It's Colleen Klinkenbeard, a voice actor.
What's she voice acting?
Video games, Dragon Ball Z series.
Who's she voice?
I don't know.
Who does she voice?
Shreveport, yeah, has one of the highest crime rates. The city, it was ranked the worst city to find a job in 2018. It was ranked number 2 in 2019's fattest cities in America.
Okay.
And ranked last among all cities in its inclusion of low-income and minority residents in the city's economic prosperity. And it was ranked one of the least safest cities in the U.S.
Did we just gloss over your mom stuff? You brought it up, the bimbo thing, but then you got heavy on... Northern Louisiana.
Yeah, that was it.
That's the only thing? She's not messaging the other guy anymore?
I don't think.
That's good.
She probably, she would lie to me, though.
She would.
Because it's technically an affair with her husband, my dad. So I don't think she would tell me the details.
Do you? Yeah, is she having an affair with a listener of your podcast?
I don't know.
Are you going to be, is your job going to be responsible for your family falling apart?
It already is.
That ship sailed?
Yeah.
Wait, why? Your family group chat has to be a war zone.
Yeah. What about yours?
My family group chat?
You guys are overwhelmingly positive with each other.
Very good family life.
Yeah, but what are some of like the low moments?
Let's see what my family, everybody has a family group chat. My mom sent a picture of some construction paper penguins she's making to hang on. She's a substitute teacher to hang on the door.
It doesn't get nicer than that. Jesus Christ.
A picture of my sister's new tutu. She's a professional ballerina.
I'm aware of this. A very skilled one. Very successful.
Picture of the dogs. They just got groomed. And that's pretty much it. There's a picture of me in Houston sent to them. It's pretty nice.
That is nice.
We got
we play a trivia game every. It's called
Brain Candy.
Brain Candy.
I do Brain Candy with my family. It
I don't
want to
like
so
tell
bad.
Them that it's one of the shittiest trivia sites probably on the internet.
They send their scores in my group chat.
I can't at this point. We've been playing for years, every day.
My dog Cooper got an Argyle sweater. That was a big day in the group chat.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. So sweet. Speaking of family life. Connor, the last we heard from you, your parents were blissfully or not so blissfully unaware of what you do for a living.
Unaware nonetheless.
They're now very aware of
of everything.
Of everything, yes. Yeah.
So this
comedy
should have never happened.
What do you mean?
It should have never gotten to this point.
No.
I mean, yeah, I'm just like bad with like, your family group chat sounds nice. My family group chat is like a TikTok of John Fetterman and eight people replying, that's disgusting. You know, so it's like very different.
I get it. Yeah.
Type of situations. But yeah, they're aware. They want to come to a stand-up show, which I'm very nervous about.
Dude, this is heartwarming and long overdue.
Yeah.
I guess.
So now you don't have to lie about just being in the state of Texas for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and they know you're working at Barstool.
They know I'm working at Barstool. They love Barstool. They love Dave. My entire family asked about Dave's pizza reviews.
Okay.
The first time I told them, they're like, you know, the pizza guy. And I was like, never met him, but
yeah.
Boss man.
Yeah. You should get him the pizza oven for Christmas.
That's a good mm-hmm. idea.
Do you see we have a pizza oven now?
What do you mean? We
Barstool.
Oh, we like if we're selling them
at Walmart.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I thought we were getting fake Rolexes.
We are getting fake Rolexes.
I realized I've been living in my new apartment for like 4 months. I realized like 3 days ago that I don't have a microwave.
Ooh.
Don't need one because that was the first time I ever even tried.
I got a microwave the beginning of this month for the first time in 2 years. I've had a microwave.
You doing like experiments or food culinary purposes?
Signed up for I signed up for
culinary or experimental purpose.
I guess both. No, I signed up for a ketosis meal plan. Every meal will send me spiraling deeper and deeper into ketosis. I've already canceled it. It was the worst garbage I've ever had. My first two meals good. Everything else, inedible. Gag-inducing. Yeah. Yes. One of the dishes was just called slippery chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. No.
Slippery chicken.
No, I made that up. Okay. But that should have been the fucking name. Because it was evading. It was so frictionless on this chicken. My fork couldn't penetrate it.
That's
gross. It was slick chicken. I'll take a slick chicken. That's a McChicken without the breading. Dude, yeah. You know how there's like the McGangbang?
Yeah.
That's the new rage is making a slick chicken. You get three McChickens, no buns, and just take the breading off
with
and have
your
it
hands,
like that. Yeah.
With your bare hands.
Yeah, and have it like that. So, first person to send in slick chicken review, we will make an anus care package for.
Please, send in the slick chickens.
I want to see from start to finish. You order... Rub it down with your hands.
I want you to like brag to somebody else in line. Just be like, you know, there's a secret menu. like it's in and out. It's like, I'll do a slick chicken.
And someone, what can the E-I-E-I-O be? It can be egg.
E-I-E, egg. There's no
there's no foods that begin with I. Not even one. Not in the English language.
Ice cream.
Okay. Egg, milkshake, ice cream. Oh, no, just the vanilla cone.
Egg, vanilla cone, egg.
And no one knows about E-I-E-I-O.
Everybody knows about E-I-E-I-O.
I forgot what refrain means.
Oh, you just thought it meant like stop, pause.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
I'm going to use that promo code. Mine got stolen on Monday.
Why would somebody steal glasses?
So
Does somebody with the same prescription as you?
Well, maybe. No, they're not prescription. They're just blue light. But Monday, I was supposed to stay at my boy's place, and I booked a hotel because I wasn't feeling great. I just wanted to, like,
be alone.
So I booked a hotel. I thought I was getting a sick deal for $80. I show up, and it's me in a hostel with three Australian dudes.
You did zero research.
Zero research. I booked a hostel on accident.
Okay.
And I get in there, start freaking out. Because I'm like,
what separates a hostel from a motel?
Like a hostel is just like one room with a bunch of bunks.
Yeah. So I walk into a room with bunk beds, like, and I see three random
American
men.
Ones. Like, yeah, that's still a thing.
Yeah.
Very popular in Europe.
Disgusting.
And
$80 is expensive for that, it seems.
I thought I was getting like a deal. Like the Expedia website was like, get this right now, whatever. I booked it. And Monday morning I woke up, my glasses were gone.
So an Australian stole your glasses?
Yep.
I'm obsessed with this Australian kid on TikTok. He lives in like a bad part of Australia, so I guess anywhere, and he pours concrete for a living.
Easy with that, but go on.
Sydney? Melbourne?
I think Adelaide? Perth?
Oh, he's not in any of those. He's almost like central.
The Australian like country or like
it's like reverse Canada.
It fascinates me.
Yeah.
Like the rednecks from Australia.
Oh, so this is a redneck from Australia, okay, and I don't understand a word he says. He went into the Serbo to get a meat pie and a Coke for $6. Going into Serbo. I can't even do the voice. But he sounds like he's yawning all the time as well. So it's,
yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, TikTok. It's a good app. I'm back in.
It's a damn good app.
Yeah,
it's a damn good app.
For all the bad, there's like some really good shit that you would never discover without it.
It's things I didn't even know I'd be interested in, and I'm very interested in it. So everybody we work with is like getting a product. So like Big Cat has coffee. Bussin' with the Boys has Whistle Pig, as does KFC. They all have their own specialty bottle. Pink Whitney, I believe there's the beer now that the Chiclets has. I want a product.
Like tangible?
I mean, all those are drinks.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a service?
You want to give out a service?
No.
A cervix or a service?
I think in words now, just like
it sucks.
Yeah, that does. We gotta
stop doing that. No. Next week, no wordplay jokes. But I do want a product.
Yeah, I mean, what are you thinking?
I don't know, like something easy. I'd love to do like bottled water.
Yeah. That's probably the easiest thing to do.
And if we could get it on the store, like we don't have to go to the factory
and
test it.
That's smart too, because people are going to buy bottled water and there's no bait. When I buy a bottle of water, there's no basis. I just pick a random one.
I grab what, if one isn't that cold, I'll grab, it doesn't matter the brand.
If anyone had like the iota of fun depicted on the packaging,
yeah,
I would buy it.
Yeah.
If it was like a your face.
I'll make it shouldn't be our face. We should make it look like a classy ass water bottle.
I kind of want a water bottle that has like mini crosswords on it.
Ooh. The thing is, you only like one thing
at a time. Yeah. true.
So your input is crosswords.
I like the Andrea Zizov remix of Venice by Lighthouse and the Wailer. I said that when I was recommending music.
I was too busy getting the crossword done in 28 seconds.
11,000 views on YouTube. That's nothing. Go check them out.
Who told you, Maresh?
I actually found that. Maresh recommended Je M'appelle by Benz. It's pretty good.
Maresh won Drake tickets, dude.
How?
I don't know. He's the luckiest, best guy in the world and invited me. And I said no.
You said no?
I don't like Drake.
I do. It's Drake and Taylor Swift are the artists of our generation.
You think so?
Their longevity is amazing.
What about Weezer?
Since the advent of Twitter, people have been making Drake jokes 2012 to 2022 consistently with no breaks. That's impressive.
That is impressive. Wow.
I played tennis for the first time. Fun.
You think tennis is fun? I think it's very, very hard.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. It would be too hard, but I was good enough to at least like return it with, if it was on, if the like the return to me was pretty easy.
I can't serve.
No, I didn't even try. I tried to
play
serve.
Tennis in college because my tower that I lived in was right, my dorm was right next to a tennis court. Can't serve.
I can't backhand, so I was just shuffling left permanently.
Okay.
But it was fun.
Were you, do you think you'll play more? I'm ghosted by my tennis girl.
She's done.
Done.
Well, did you double? You can double text Venus Williams.
Hey. Yeah, I can. Not many. Not many others can.
Why don't you do it?
You know, Dan Bilzerian's jet was built in 1984. It feels like old for a personal jet. Everybody else is like 2003.
That is old.
Awful news on the Terraini front.
What?
I went to go get my license renewed because I've been carrying my passport around and it's made me feel kind of nervous. My license has been expired for 2 years because I've been in New
York. Did you eat before the DMV?
No.
You didn't eat like a little snack to hold you over just in case it was like, that's what I would do.
I woke up and I had a Huel shake. Banana flavored. Wasn't great. But I go in. I have to retake the driving portion of the test because my driver's
license. Did you do the driving portion again? Wait, yeah. What?
My license has been expired for 2 years.
I thought that was a one and done 16.
As did I. I let my license go expired for 2 years.
So where are you going to do that?
Don't know, but it's
funny. I'm only in my film.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It'll be. Well,
you're going to have to parallel park?
Yes.
I can't do that.
I know. That's, I can't either. Yeah. And a driver's test in New York City. I was like, okay, I'll just take it back when I go back to West Virginia. It's easy to drive on the wide streets of Moundsville. Guess what?
Oh, my
God. Not a resident. I'm a New York resident.
Oh, fuck.
I have to retake my fucking driver's test. And I would, if anybody's saying, oh, it'll be easy. No, it won't.
No. I'd rather.
A driver's test in New York City?
I would rather go back in time and fight in the Civil War than parallel park once in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like a one battle.
One battle's fun. Yeah. No, I know. I am.
Can we all go?
Because, like, you know, we're discussing a Chicago move. And you need a car in that city.
I got to think about that.
And so I was like,
I will die via automobile, I think.
You're the worst driver on the planet Earth. You refuse to wear glasses.
I was in Youngstown. I had to drive every day.
I drove with you at night to the Ogilby Good Zoo. We're going to Ogilby.
My glasses were stolen. My car got broken into in Youngstown. Both pairs were stolen in my child evaluation kit in the briefcase was stolen. They probably thought that was something more valuable. It was just a bunch of like puzzles and blocks. But yeah. I'll die via automobile.
100% will. You are the worst driver I've ever seen. And I've ever been in the car. It wasn't that you were driving fast. You weren't even driving slow. You were driving the exact speed limit. And I feared for my life constantly. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have depth perception. Because you didn't know when turns were coming. And I also don't...
Oh, no. Turns trip me up. That's like one of my... That's the hardest part. That's one of my least favorite parts of driving is the turns.
But I also like... You know, like humans have like the internal gyroscope. You know when like you're tilting. He doesn't know that either.
No. Ranking the type of ways to drive. One, straight. Two, curves. Three, turns.
Yeah. Yeah, because you weren't even good at like the roads that like you had to adjust the wheel slightly. And you were bad in parking lots.
Parking lots. They're not meant for driving. They're meant for parking. So when I have to drive through one, I don't know what rules to follow.
You are truly the worst driver ever.
Yeah, but no wrecks.
No
wrecks under my belt. And I drove a lot.
Do you have have you been pulled over?
Four speeding tickets, one texting and driving, one no turn signal.
You have some brush ups with the law, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never been pulled over.
I'm with KB here, dude. I don't drive. I haven't driven a car in 4 years now, so I'm too scared.
You're too scared? Do you have a license?
I have a license. Terrible anxiety, panic attacks.
Do you have a car?
That's lame, dude.
It's very...
That's really fucking lame.
No, I love driving.
Yeah, no, I still love it. Music, you can't. There's only...
That's the one place I can listen to music without headphones.
Top one.
Yeah, number one. And do you roll windows down when you're listening to music? I don't.
No, I don't like windows down. I don't like that feeling. But I would go on routes where I would find like the least busiest road in the area and just drive for like 2 hours.
Oh yeah, I would too.
Go down to the Palace of Gold and back. Mm-hmm. That's like 2 hours free driving.
So in Columbus, I tried to do a year without internet, and it was also the last season of Game of Thrones. And so I would go watch Game of Thrones. I would drive with my computer to a hotel and watch it in my car.
That's lame as fuck too.
What is
that? Yeah, that's kind of lame.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's
not lame.
I don't have internet now, I guess. Yeah,
you don't. You still don't have internet at your apartment?
No, I don't.
Like, you pay. That was the craziest realization. I always make fun of Kyle for not having internet. He would have to come over to my place. He had all the equipment. He just didn't plug it in.
It was so easy. It was intimidating. No, there was like four different compartments, devices, and then a bunch of wires and manuals.
Yeah,
I can't. No,
but just it's like two plugs.
We'll figure.
Do you still have the equipment?
We'll figure. Chicago is the long term goal to get some internet.
Get some there. The goal.
We don't even have an office.
It's a long term goal.
Yeah, I guess so. So, what do you watch everything on your phone? Do you have a TV?
Everything on my phone.
Because you can't see beyond this.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't, even if I had a TV, I would still use my phone.
I was like that, but I've become a TV guy. I've also become a gamer.
What do you play?
I have a Nintendo Switch Lite. I played it on the, I love Undertale. I beat it. That's one of my favorite games. I've been playing Subnautica. I love Terraria. I love base building games. I love Civ. I love Stardew Valley. I'm a gamer. Fully fledged. It's a blast.
Once you get into it, from what I remember.
I feel, I've been feeling constant dread lately. I've been miserable, and I refuse to distract myself for about 5 years.
Video games should be more popular the older you get.
Yeah.
And
I don't have the attention span for movies. I tried to go see a movie that Banshees of Irishala, the guy that did In Bruges with the same people.
Oh, I heard that was great.
It was sad as fuck.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Or did you like pause it to look up the synopsis?
I read the synopsis before I went. It was in theaters. I always do. But yeah, I just didn't. I don't know. I think TikTok ruined my attention span. We've talked about that. Do you know how many videos are like, I'd say 90% of videos are like the dual videos of like sand cutting.
It's I don't even notice it, even though I just was talking about it.
I don't notice it.
It's insane. If I see a 15-second YouTube ad pops up, I exit out of the video. If something buffers for 2 seconds, I exit out.
I don't know. Something happened in my brain where I can watch both things with like separate eyeballs and it goes to different compartments of my brain. Like the split videos.
Yeah, the split videos work.
I caught myself. I was watching yesterday. I was watching season 2, episode 3 of Lost. And I was also on my computer watching this kid beat every 3D Sonic game in a week. And I was watching both.
I do that a lot. I'll put two football games up top and then like Game of Thrones like right next to me on my laptop.
What the fuck?
It's weird.
I didn't realize I was doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful what's going on right now.
Our clip retention rate went up.
With really?
With the videos.
Wait, yeah. It gives you that data?
Yeah, on TikTok.
Oh, I don't even want to know.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting.
As soon as you see like just two guys looking like us.
If any podcasters are always ranking like fast food or something, and I just go,
I just got the confidence, or my hair just got to the length where I could like tuck it behind my ears and I don't have to wear a hat all the time. I was in like an awkward phase for like 7 months. And I went hatless today, and like I got like somebody said I look like Cousine.
Oh shit!
No,
I don't think so at all.
You don't want to look like him, and you don't.
Yeah. Good guy. He's been in the office.
Great guy.
I don't think I look
you
like
personally. You just can't. You couldn't rock his face.
With my personality.
Yeah, couldn't rock it. Nothing against him.
Nothing against him at all.
Couldn't rock his face.
There are some faces you can't rock. Rudy sent a message. He said, can you guys pass along a message? He said, if missing the homies is a charge, then I'm a guilty man. Gay.
Dude. Shut up, dude.
I gave you a nerd's rope and you're eating it.
Wait, what?
You half the time you're not in the mic.
No, my bad.
Yeah.
I forgot I had it.
You forgot you had nerd's rope or the mic? That's a good flavor rope, isn't it?
How are you eating the rope? Did you condense the rope and
Went for a full bite. Interesting.
I don't like appendages.
You don't like what?
Like long, skinny things, like like that shape.
What about pasta?
I don't eat pasta.
I don't either. I hate pasta.
It's very good.
No.
As you're eating it.
No.
Everything after that, garbage.
I think Italian is the worst food.
No, I don't. I stop eating Italian.
I can't tell you last time I've had it.
Never worth it.
Going to catch some flack for that.
Fuck it.
I want to be on a fully Mediterranean diet. I've been having a jar of olives a week.
Ew.
Ew. Yeah, that's gross.
Nobody's ever taken that long to eat a Nerds Wrap.
It's the worst food that I can tolerate. I said this.
Olives?
Olives.
No, I have a jar a week now. Gross. It's probably really bad for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you doing this?
It's my new favorite food.
Okay.
Because I got a big bowl of olives in the airport. Because I don't know, I just, there was nothing. Airport food sucks. And I was nervous. I was drunk. So I got a bowl of olives. And I thought Nikki Bowl of Olives was a cool nickname. Is it not?
It's a cool nickname, but it's.
Oh, here comes Nikki Bowl of Olives.
Olives are in your top 1,000 foods. That's a problem.
Okay. Next week, I want your top 1,000 foods. Olives will be in it.
I'm trying to think.
You haven't even had how many foods have you had in your life?
That's a
There's
lot
not
of
many
food.
Foods. I think, but I think there would be 1,000 above olives.
No. And I'm not even, olives are probably, realistically, I always use hyperbole. That's the nature of the podcaster.
yeah.
It's olives not in my, olives are in my top 10.
Top 10.
Honest to God.
Holy shit.
I love olives. I think it's because it was like so late to the game. I'm shrimp crazy too.
It's fair.
It's fair. How are you still eating Nerds Rope? That's one of the faster candies to eat.
Well, it's the Nerds and there's the sticky.
The rope.
Gooey part.
So did you forget the second ingredients of Nerds Rope?
You forgot about it because you were wondering how I was so slow to eat the Nerds Rope.
You can eat Nerds Rope faster.
You forgot about the rope.
If I guarantee you, I can eat a Nerds Rope faster than you can eat a box of Nerds.
No, I would swallow them all.
Okay. Okay.
At once.
Next week is also the great race.
Okay.
Yeah.
New experiment.
I'll just swallow them.
By next week, I mean Friday because we'll be both going home. And then we've also scheduled some guests on the podcast.
Yeah. Special guests.
A dual dad episode.
I think.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
So we'll see how that goes. I think we shouldn't be here. They should just do it.
Them do it?
Yeah. I don't know what they'd talk about. Probably would. It would definitely suck.
Yeah,
it would be really fucking bad.
It'd be horrible.
Final sponsor of the day.
No joke. I think I might have a Cane's sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
It wasn't the last out of the day. I skipped one, so... We're going to have to go longer and talk again. They've been loading us up with ads.
Jesus, dude.
Least they can do is get us a bottle of water.
Fucking, what else is there?
What else is there?
Well, you're...
Whether you're tossing the ball around with buddies or picking off passes like a pro, Optimum Nutrition can help unlock more you. Tackle your recovery with Gold Standard 100% Whey, which has 24 grams of high-quality protein per serving and more than 15 delicious, easy-to-mix flavors. Put the world's number one to the test. Available at stores nationwide and online at OptimumNutrition.com. Euromonitor International Limited. Consumer Health 2023 edition and custom research conducted February to March 2023. Retail sales of whey protein powder in 2022.
Bill's big head is obviously the star of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
The opening scene where we're all frat guys, everybody has a wig except for me. And it's just like, no, you're going to wear a backwards hat. I'm just like, that just looks exactly like everybody else has it looks like a goofball character. And I just look like me. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I wish I could have got a wig.
Preach.
Dude, I said it like that too. I don't know how it escaped. I preach. Preach.
So you didn't even say it like coolly.
I was going. He was talking for so long without me giving like a response. So I was like, I have to say something, and I can't feel like nerdy about it. So I say, preach.
Yeah, you can't be nerdy, so you have to go with preach. What'd you do this weekend? I'll tell you what I did.
What?
Went up to Chinatown, was going to buy Pokemon cards.
Hell yeah.
Showed self-restraint, didn't do it. Went to the bar that I like to go to in Chinatown, had a few drinks, and I just was hit with regret. And I was like, I should have bought cards. I went back in, couldn't choose a set I wanted. So I bought a $60 really big Magikarp model. And I built a Magikarp. I went home. I had like six beers. I put on Lost. I put on a YouTube video and I built a Magikarp model.
That rules.
Yeah, it's awesome. You want to see it, Kyle? It's got a bunch of moving features. It has two different body types, so you can have a splashing Magikarp.
I'll take your word for it.
And it looks real as fuck.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's yeah.
It looks like there's an animation in your home.
There was a lot. Yeah. It looks like a cartoon came to life. Yeah. It's very well done. I put the stickers on it. I built it all and it felt really good. The what's it called when an action figure moves? There's a name for that.
I forget. Animatronic?
No, not even close.
Okay.
Stupid. What's it called?
When a what?
Action figure has movable parts.
I just assumed they did. What? You can like bend their arms? And shit?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was just an action.
But anyway, the fins, the tail, and the like the whiskers on it all move. They all have ball joints. So I can pose it any style I want. And there's a different body you can clip in. I've said that to where its body's bent. So it looks like it's like splashing. It looks like the mini game where you have to hit the buzzer on Pokemon Stadium.
Corp.
But that's what I did this weekend. Okay. You hang out with your fucking girlfriend?
Yeah, we fought. So she's really good at tennis. And I just wanted to hit it
I was trying to put myself down. And you immediately...
Oh, viciously. Yeah. Felt good.
Did you win the fight?
That was like the first time I felt like a lapse in brain fog.
No. Fighting with your girlfriend?
Yeah, we didn't fight. We actually had a good time playing tennis. She was going a little bit too hard, and I kind of wanted to just have fun and just keep it, what is it, volleying
back and forth.
I wanted to just
see how long you could go.
She would hit it with like some spin and like as fast, and it kept apologizing, and I was like, don't keep saying sorry, either beat my ass or let's have fun and to see how long we can keep it going.
And so you, how many sorries until you broke?
I actually didn't break.
What?
I was having a good time.
You work up sweat?
I broke.
You broke, yeah. Yeah. And did it become a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Did it ruin the day?
No. Very healthy relationship. We're good. It did not break. It's my first time mentioning it, which is kind of probably not the way to go about it.
Because she listens?
I would imagine.
I make some jokes about, I'm not used to you having a girlfriend, so on Planet Football, I made jokes about
my
girlfriend,
yeah.
But I didn't have a person in mind, so I hope she's not mad at me for that.
You said some harsh words about this girlfriend. You said she was 4'6" and green.
Yeah, I said she was green. So I was just so we have to do football jokes.
Yeah,
and it's Tennessee versus Green Bay. I'm like, that's like a battle of my girlfriend versus Kyle's, 10 versus a Green Bay. Because she's alien like skin. She's like jaundiced and has a gallbladder disease. Jaundice is yellow, but I took liberties.
Yeah.
There is actually not too many diseases that turn you green. You'd think there'd be a lot.
Gangrene?
Yeah, but I didn't want to double say green.
Yeah.
So
you think there'd be a lot?
Yeah, because like
that would be terrifying if there was a lot of ways to turn green,
dude. If I told you
no ways to turn the color green,
you stupid.
The green is the least human color of all time.
No, you're so fucking wrong. If I gave you crayons and I said draw a sick guy, you'd make his face green.
It's been
shoved down our throats that illness equals green.
But no,
Mr. Yuck, but the faces in Roller Coaster Tycoon. Green equals sick.
Green just looks dirty and like,
no,
like a germ.
That's brown.
That's a cartoonish depiction. Humans,
if I told you to make a sick person.
Humans don't even slightly look green. It's the last color humans look like on the rainbow.
Green equals sick.
Go through the rainbow. Red.
Embarrassed.
Humans turn red. Orange. Yes. Donald Trump is like girls with fake tanner. Orange, yellow,
yeah,
blue,
Yes. Did you Google sick person?
Blue. When
green.
When you're that's a car. That's not real.
That's what I'm saying.
A human has never turned. You're talking about my girlfriend. You didn't say Kyle's cartoon girlfriend on the internet.
We're beyond the point of girlfriend. I'm just saying.
Red, blue,
Kyle, yellow, listen. Quit Roy G. Biving.
Indigo,
I swear to God,
are also more common. People turn purple before. No one has ever even turned remotely green.
Then why does media shove green down our throats?
Because it represents germs and illness.
Right. So it would make you think that has to come from somewhere.
No, that's just the color they chose.
Everybody makes vomit green. It's not even green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boogers are green. Guess what? Not actually.
So this isn't my problem. This is
a long-standing problem. You can't fault me for thinking that there'd be a lot of diseases that turn you green.
I'm so glad there isn't.
Of course,
that's
but
the
like,
least human color.
No, it's not because you'd think.
What?
He looks sick. Oh, really? Is he green? Like, that's the thing. Got off a roller coaster.
If he's sick, he's probably red, blue, or violet, or indigo, before green.
Go grab the nearest person.
Let me go to the sickest place in the world, probably a hospital, and you won't go to St. Jude's.
I bet. Go grab the nearest person.
I will find a purple kid before you find a green kid.
Yeah, I will. I'm not disagreeing that green is uncommon. Yeah. Okay. I'm disagreeing that green has been shoved in our faces that if you're sick, you're green.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but when you're describing
but then you're acting like I'm some sort of dense fool. If I was surprised that there's not a lot of illnesses that turn you green.
Because that's the
all right, who
illustration.
Oh, God damn it. actual real argument happening.
Let me check his mic.
Yeah, let's make sure. And this is going to be quick in and out.
Okay. Yeah.
If you'd like. It's always why is it always you? You're just lingering outside.
I was walking through the hallway in person.
I think I hear him.
Should be good. It's turned up.
Good to go.
Yeah. That person looks sick. What do they look like?
Oh boy, sunken eyes, a little gray, skinny.
Okay. How would you draw a picture of somebody sick? Here's crayons.
Crayons, eh? I grab the gray first.
The gray?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got a gray hue to you when you're sick.
Yeah,
for
agreed.
Sure.
Kyle's calling.
Say you can only use colors from the rainbow. What would you use?
Depends what colors in the rainbow.
Roy G.
I would probably
depends.
Say. I would say a yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a red, maybe if they're flushed.
Yeah.
Maybe even an indigo or violet or blue if they're like more bruised or a sickly person, lack of oxygen.
They've got a bit of a hunchback to them, right? They're probably a little leaning forward.
Mm-hmm. We're talking colors.
We're strictly talking colors.
Yeah.
Okay. Just the colors of a sick
Kyle,
person.
I made a joke.
This feels like a rainbow to me. So I'm just kind of getting
a
look. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Which
yellow.
Color would a human never be on this vintage sweatshirt?
The green.
Get the fuck out.
No one is ever green.
No. He prepped. He was prepped. You were prepped. Did you prep him?
No.
I swear to God.
No way.
The green is the color of cartoon sick people.
Yes.
Here's where this stemmed from. Kyle was calling me the dumbest man on earth that's ever lived. The dumbest person that's ever lived.
He said there's
even compared
there
to women.
Should be. He's surprised more humans don't turn green.
Because the fucking media has shoved it down our throat that when you're sick, you're green.
I'm surprised the media does that.
It's in your emojis. It's in your cartoons. It's in everything.
It's everything. But Puke is green. Boogers are green. Stink is green.
But I'm not surprised that biologically humans aren't turning green.
I was surprised. I believe the media. That's on me.
No, you
I'll
made,
say that.
You made a mistake. You believe the mainstream.
If somebody gets off a roller coaster, like I'm expecting to be green.
No, I think at that point you'd be pale. You'd be very white. You'd
if I saw a green dude at an amusement park, I would freak out. I would assume it's some type of alternative species.
Have you played Tycoon?
I get it. It's a pixel. It's a green pixel.
Right,
thing.
But that's just like, how has that become
there
the norm?
How has
that become the norm then?
Yeah, you can, that's a different issue.
I'm not dumb for being shocked that green isn't a disease.
It is. It's a little dumb. It's a little dumb.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is because it is, again, I recognize the fact that the mainstream media is pushing the green on us. I've seen the puke emoji. I know what color it is. I've seen
green
sick
is like synonymous with sick.
But it is.
It's like red folders for math. It's gonna piss Kyle off. That always goes viral. Math is red. English is blue.
I have fun with that because I did have a code. Red is math is red. Yeah.
No, I had cool. I had cool folders.
Green, bro, I had no folders. Green. I had fucking crumpled up papers stuffed in my backpack.
I had cool ass folders. Pokemon, Bionicle,
none of that shit.
Cool ass folders.
I guess those. That's the one thing that can't be cool. All right, thanks for nothing, dickhead. He ruins everything.
Damn.
That's like my closest friend at Barstool outside from Kyle.
I saw it. I was like, this is a layup.
And he's dumb.
Absolute layup.
God damn it.
Fucking green dudes. Shit. All right. Yeah.
You done?
I'm done.
All right.
Done. God bless.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money.